is a glorious church.
是主的宝血所洗净的。
That has been washed by His precious blood.
同学们，早晨盼望我们都能够记得。
And I do hope, brothers and sisters, we can all remember.
只要你是重生得救的人。
As long as you are born again.
只要你是被耶稣基督宝血所洗净的人。
As long as you are a person who has been washed in His precious blood.
你就是这个荣耀教会的一部分。
You are a portion of this glorious church.
所以早晨我主要交通的信息关于这个荣耀的教会。
And so this morning the message is regarding this glorious church.
与我们每一个蒙恩得救的人都是有关系的。
Because this has to do with every single person saved by grace.
我们愿意先来读几处的主的话语。
So let's read several passages of God's word.
请我们先翻到新约圣经希伯来书。
Let's first turn to the New Testament, the book of Hebrews.
希伯来书第十一章。
Hebrews chapter 11.
希伯来书第十一章，我们先读第十节。
Hebrews chapter 11, let's first read verse 10.
希伯来书十一章第十节，因他等候那座有根基的城，就是神所经营所建造的。
For he was looking for the city which has foundations, whose architect and builder is God.
所以他就是指着亚伯拉罕。
And this he is spoken of Abraham here.
我们再从第十三节读到第十六节。
And let's read from 13 through 16.
这些人都是存着信心死的，并没有得着所应许的，却从远处望见，且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上是客旅，是寄居的。说这样话的人是表明自己要找一个家乡。他们若想念所离开的家乡，还有可以回去的机会，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就是在天上的。所以神被称为他们的神，必不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
All these died in faith without receiving the promises, but having seen them, and having welcomed them from a distance, and having confessed that they were strangers and exiles on the earth. For those who say such things make it clear that they are seeking a country of their own. And indeed, if they had been thinking of that country from which they went out, they would have had opportunity to return. But as it is, they desire a better country, that is a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for He has prepared a city for them.
好，第二处我们要读的经文是在以弗所书。
And our second passage will be read in Ephesians.
以弗所书第三章。
Ephesians chapter 3.
我们读第九和第十两节。
Let's read verse 9 and 10.
以弗所书第三章第九节，又使众人都明白，这历代以来隐藏在创造万物之神里的奥秘是如何安排的，为要借着教会使天上执政的掌权的现在得知神百般的智慧。
Ephesians 3 verse 9, and to bring to light what is the administration of the mystery which for ages has been hidden in God who created all things, so that the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known through the church to the rulers and the authorities in the heavenly places.
我们再读同一章圣经二十、二十一两节。
In same chapter, verse 20 and 21.
神能照着运行在我们心里的大力，充充足足地成就一切，超过我们所求所想的。但愿他在教会中，并在基督耶稣里得着荣耀，直到世世代代，永永远远。阿们。
Now to him who is able to do far more abundantly beyond all that we ask or think, according to the power that works within us, to him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen.
我们请翻到第五章。
Let's turn to chapter 5.
以弗所书第五章，我们要读二十五到二十七节。
Chapter 5, let's read verses 25 through 27.
你们做丈夫的要爱你们的妻子，正如基督爱教会，为教会舍己，要用水借的道把教会洗净，成为圣洁，可以献给自己，做个荣耀的教会，毫无玷污、皱纹等类的病，乃是圣洁、没有瑕疵的。
Husbands, love your wives, just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her, so that he might sanctify her, having cleansed her by the washing of water with the word, that he might present to himself the church in all her glory, having no spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but that she would be holy and blameless.
我们最后要读的经文是都在启示录。
And lastly, we're going to turn to the book of Revelation.
请我们先翻到启示录第四章。
Revelation chapter 4.
启示录第四章，我们读第一节。
Let's read verse 1 of chapter 4.
此后我观看，见天上有门开了，我初次听见好像吹号的声音对我说，你上到这里来，我要将以后必成的事指示你。
After these things I looked, and behold a door standing open in heaven. And the first voice which I heard, like the sound of a trumpet speaking with me, said, Come up here, and I will show you what must take place after these things.
好，我们再请翻到第五章。
And next, chapter 5.
第五章八到十节。
Chapter 5, verse 8 through 10.
他既拿了书卷，四活物和二十四位长老就俯伏在羔羊面前，各拿着琴和盛满了香的金炉，这香就是众圣徒的祈祷。他们唱新歌说，你配拿书卷，配揭开七印，因为你曾被杀，用自己的血从各族各方各民各国中买了人来，叫他们归于神，又叫他们成为国民，做祭司归于神，在地上执掌王权。
When he had taken the book, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, Worthy are you to take the book and to break its seals, for you were slain and purchased for God with your blood men from every tribe and tongue and people and nation. You have made them to be a kingdom and priests to our God, and they will reign upon the earth.
好，我们请我们再翻到启示录第十九章。
Next, Revelation chapter 19.
十九章我们读第七、第八两节。
Revelation 19, verses 7 and 8.
我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚娶的时候到了，心腹也自己预备好了，就蒙恩得穿光明洁白的细麻衣。这细麻衣就是圣徒所行的义。
Let us rejoice and be glad and give the glory to him, for the marriage of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready. It was given to her to clothe herself in fine linen, bright and clean, for the fine linen is the righteous acts of the saints.
好，最后我们读启示录二十一章。
Lastly, Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章我们多读一点，我们从第一节读到第三节。
And we'll read verses 1 through 3.
启示录二十一章第一节，我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。
Revelation 21 verse 1. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth passed away, and there is no longer any sea. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, made ready as a bride, adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is among men, and he will dwell among them, and they shall be his people.And God himself will be among them.
好，我们再低头有一点祷告。
Shall we bow for further word of prayer?
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we thank and praise you.
主，因为我们是你亲自用宝血所买赎回来归给父神。
Lord, because you have purchased us with your own precious blood for your Father.
主，因着你的救恩，今天我们能够成为这荣耀教会的一部分。
And through your redemption, now we can be a portion of your glorious church.
主，早晨我们需要你的圣灵来开启我们。
And this morning, how we need your Holy Spirit to enlighten us.
主，叫我们能够从里面能够真知道这样一个荣耀的指望。
So from within us, we can come to truly know this glorious hope that we have.
好，叫我们在地上，我们能够为着你的荣耀而活。
So that we may live for your glory on earth.
主，愿早晨你再恩待你的儿女们。
Lord, show us your grace.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
感谢神，在两周前我们一家有机会到加州参加今年西海岸基督徒追求聚会。
I thank God that 2 weeks ago my family and I we were able to go to West Coast Christian Conference.
对我而言，今年的特会格外了充满了神的恩典。
To me this year it seems as if there is particular grace from the Lord.
当然我们在这个旅程当中也发生了一些特别的事情。
And of course in our travels some very special things had happened.
一方面呢，神借着今年借着年长弟兄们，他们来传讲宝贵的信息。
On one hand, our elderly brothers they shared God's precious message with us.
借着这些信息来激励我们。
And through these messages, encouraged us.
叫我们知道，在这样一个末后的日子，我们当如何来为主而活。
So that we may know in these last days how we are to live for God.
另一方面，神也借着他们的服事的见证，也来激励我们。
On the other hand, through the testimony of their service, also encouraged us.
叫我们知道，当在地上如何来侍奉我们的君王，来侍奉我们的主。
So that we may know on earth how we are to serve our King and our Lord.
今年特会的主题是关于神的荣耀。
And the theme of the conference this year is regarding the glory of God.
在大会第一堂信息里面，丹娜弟兄他以启示录里面就是使徒约翰所看见那荣耀的异象作为一个开头。
In the very first message, our brother Dana, he showed us the revelation given to John on the island of Patmos.
就是当神叫约翰能够看见在幔子后面那个神已经得着一个那个荣耀教会的异象。
God allowed John to see the vision that God has already accomplished that which is behind the veil.
叫约翰能够在当时一个艰难的环境当中
，so that John during a very difficult time，
在一个从人看来是没有指望的环境里
，during a circumstance and environment which seemed to have no hope，
他能够被坚固
，he was able to be established，
并且他能够借着交通也来坚固激励众教会的圣徒们
，and through fellowship that he was also able to encourage and admonish the saints at that time。
弟兄姐妹，当我们今天环视这地上教会的属灵光景。
Today, as we take a look at the spiritual condition of the church in all this world,
当我们想想我们自己这个属灵的情形，
when we think about our own spiritual condition,
我们可能也要感觉到灰心失望。
Perhaps we ourselves may also feel disappointed.
到底我们的前途在哪里？
Where is our future?
然而今天早晨，神若是也让我们看见当时约翰所看见的。
But today, may the Lord also allow us to see that which John saw that day.
我们也就能够像约翰一样能够刚强壮胆
so that we can be just like John we can be full of courage and be brave
得以被神来坚固
and be established built up by God
在这末后的日子来成为神荣耀的见证
in these end days that we can be his glorious testimony
因此弟兄姐妹我们常常在主面前要有这样的祷告
we need to often have this prayer before the Lord
求主借着他的灵来开启我们里面的眼睛
that the Lord through his spirit would open up our inner eyes
叫我们能够那看见那神借着他儿子宝血所得着那个荣耀教会的意象
so that we can see the vision of the glorious church whom God has purchased with the precious blood of his son
好叫我们能够在这样一个末后的日子里面能够成为一般为神的荣耀而活的人
so that in these end days we can be also that group of people who live for the glory of God
那到底什么是这个荣耀的教会呢
？So what exactly is this glorious church？
我想我们在我们当中的弟兄姐妹普遍对教会应该是有一个基本的认识。
I do believe that for the most of us, we have a very basic understanding of what is a church.
但早晨我还愿意再进一步说明一下。
But this morning, I want to take a step further to explain.
教会这个原文字的意思，乃是一般被分别出来。人的一个联合
I want to tell you that the definition of the church is a group of people who are united and have been set apart.
对，教会并不是一些屋顶上面有十字架的建筑物。
A church is not a building, those buildings which have a particular structure.
教会也不是在地上哈，有一般志同道合的人他们聚在一起。
Or a group of people who gather together.
当然到教会也不是一些有相同背景爱好的人呢他们聚一聚
and also not a group of people who have similar backgrounds or likings and that they get together
教会乃是神借着耶稣的宝血从世界所分别出来人的一个联合
it is a unification of people whom God has purchased through his precious son's blood
这个这样的联合呢 不是地上的人为的组织。
This union is not an organization made by man.
也不是像一般在地上人的一些的集合。
It's also not a club made by people.
这个联合乃是像一个身体一样。
But this union is like a body.
而这个身体呢，乃是基督是这个身体的头。
And in this body, Christ, he is the head.
而这个身体呢，就是基督的教会。
And the body is the body of Christ,
the church of Christ. 头在天上，教会在地上。
And so we see the head is in the heavens, and the body is here on earth.
然而，这身体与头呢，是同享一个生命。
And yet, the body and the head, they all experience the same life.
同时呢，在地上的教会乃是借着圣灵与天上的头相连。
And through the Holy Spirit, the head and the body are connected.
就是以弗所书所告诉我们的。教会是他的身体，是那充满万有者所充满的。
And this is what Ephesians tells us, that the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all.
所以我们看见教会的所事乃是表明头的所事。
And so we see that the existence of the body is the existence of the head.
换句话说，今天教会之所以有荣耀，乃是因为头是荣耀的。
Or in another words, the reason why the church has glory is because the head has glory.
借着身体，要把这个头的荣耀来表明出来。
The glory of the head is to be expressed through the body.
也就是说，今天在地上的教会乃是荣耀基督一个彰显的器皿。
That is to say, the church is the vessel in which to express the glory of God.
因为世人看不见这位在天上荣耀的基督。
Because the people of this world, they cannot see the glorious Christ in the heavens.
他们如何能够认识这位荣耀的基督呢？
How can they come to understand and know the glorious Christ?
乃是借着基督的身体。
It is through the body of Christ.
就是荣耀的教会。
That is the glorious church.
我们知道教会是神心意中那个荣耀的一个杰作。
The church is a glorious handiwork of God.
教会是神亲自所经营所建造的。
The church has been built up very carefully and whose architect is God.
因此教会是荣耀的。
Therefore, the church is glorious.
因为它是荣耀的神所建造的一个工作。
Because it is a glorious handiwork of the glorious God.
而它的目的也是要来表达这位荣耀神的那个心意。
And her purpose is also to express the will of God.
那我们基督徒常常我们在会说这个荣耀荣耀。
Oftentimes as Christians, we know how to use this term, glory or glory.
说到一个地步呢，我们可能忘记了到底荣耀是什么意思。
We use this term so much that perhaps we have forgotten what it means.
姐妹，今天早晨如果我问你，请你用你自己的话说一下，解释一下什么叫做荣耀。
So if I am going to ask you, if you could use your own words to describe what is glory,
你会怎么来描述来解释呢？
How can you describe it? How would you, what would you use to say what glory is?
你可能就会说，那荣耀就是荣耀嘛。
You say, well, glory is glory.
就姐妹，荣耀简单的意思就是说，当神的本性能够发表出来，当神的性情能够彰显出来的时候，那里就是荣耀。
Let me put it this way, that glory is the manifestation of his nature, and when his life is expressed, that is glory.
所以荣耀本身它离不开神自己。
So glory in itself, it cannot be separated from God.
而圣经当中关于荣耀这个希伯来字的意思里面，它有着一个重量的意思。
And in the original Hebrew, the word glory has the definition or meaning of a heavy weight.
也就是说，当神的性情彰显出来的时候。
That is, when the nature of God is manifested.
弟兄姐妹，人能够感受到在那里有一样实实在在的一个东西。
Man will feel that there is something very substantial there.
就是神自己的生命性情在那里彰显出来。
The nature and the life of God has been expressed.
所以我们看见当神荣耀在那里彰显的时候。
So when God's glory is expressed,
看见的人应该是能够感受到一个分量。
The people who see it will feel that there is a weight.
而这个分量呢，就会叫我们这个人被这个荣耀所改变。
And in that weight, we as a person will be changed.
所以圣经当中我们看见有许多那信心的见证人。
And so in the Bible, we see that there are many witnesses of faith.
就像亚伯拉罕一样。
For example, Abraham.
当荣耀的神向他显现的时候。
When the God of all glory appeared to him.
我们看见亚伯拉罕就能够离开他的本族本家。
We see that Abraham, he left his family, he left his nation.
他能够到神所要他去的地方。
And he was able to go where God wanted him to go.
还有许多的人，他们也是当荣耀神向他们显现的时候，他们就被神改变了。
And there were many other people, when the God of glory appeared to them, they were changed.
举一个例子，我们知道神，慈爱是神的本性。
For example, we know that loving kindness is part of God's nature.
所以当神的慈爱在那里显现的时候，
So when the loving kindness of God is expressed,
人就会感受到那里有神的荣耀。
There, people will feel there's God's glory.
这是今天为什么教会能够在地上成为神的见证。
That is why the church today on earth can be the testimony for God.
就是当神某方面的生命的性情借着教会，借着我们基督徒彰显出来的时候，
When any facet of the nature of God is expressed through you and I,
我们看见就有人被神的荣耀所改变。
We will see that man will be changed through the glory of God.
所以我们看见神的荣耀从古到今没有改变过。
So we see that God's glory from ages past until today has never changed.
那为什么今天我们感觉到好像神的荣耀在地上不是那样子的能够被世人所认识所看见呢？
But why is it today that God's glory, it's very difficult for the people of this world to see it?
弟兄姐妹，不是神改变了。
It's not because God has changed.
是教会变了。
The church has changed.
是器皿变了。
The vessel has changed.
是这个作为器皿的教会不能够那样子的让神来彰显他的荣耀。
The church as a vessel is unable to express the glory of God.
因此今天神仍然在他的教会当中，他来完成他已经完成的工作。
So God today is still doing the work that he has actually already accomplished.
这边我稍微再说明一下。
So let me clarify.
我们在地上的人做事情啊，我们是定了一个目标，然后我们竭力的来完成这个目标。
As man here on earth, when we have a goal, we strive to accomplish and get towards that goal.
但我们的神做事不一样。
But our God, when he does his work, it's different.
因为我们神如何定义事情就照样成就。
Because when God has set his will, he will accomplish it.
我们也可以这么说，当神定义的事情呢，在他的面前，这件事情是怎么样？已经成就了。
Because when God, he sets his will for something to be done, in his perspective, it is already done.
所以神可以把他已经成就的这个荣耀的教会的意象显给使徒约翰看。
So that is why he is able to show this vision of the accomplished will of God of the church. He was able to show it to John.
所以我们看见今天同样的，神也要让我们看见他已经得着的那一个荣耀教会的意象。
In the same way, God wants to show us that same vision of the glorious church.
而这个看见就成为我们在地上生活的那个目标。
And this vision will be the goal of our lives.
兄姐妹，因为我们是荣耀教会的一部分。
Because we are a part of the glorious church.
所以我们在地上，我们能够活出一个荣耀神的生活。
So on earth, we are able to live out this life which glorifies God.
兄姐妹，还不单是靠着我们在那里努力。
It's not about us striving.
而是在于神让我们看见。
But about whether or not God has allowed us to see.
当我们看见神已经成就的那个荣耀的教会。
When you see the church that God has already accomplished, this glorious church.
这个看见和这个认识就会深深的影响我们今天每一天的生活。
This seeing and this knowing will influence our daily lives.
今天神在地上，也就是在我们中间，他工作的一个目的就是要把这个事实给彰显出来。
Today, God in his work, he wants to manifest this will, this fact through us.
叫他用血所买赎的教会能够成为一个彰显他荣耀的器皿。
He wants to use the church whom he has purchased with his precious blood as a vessel.
这是荣耀教会的意义。
This is the meaning of the glorious church.
那神为什么他要来得着一个荣耀的教会呢？
So why is it that God wants to gain a glorious church?
对神而言，神要借着这荣耀的教会叫他的仇敌羞愧。
In God's perspective, he wants to shame his enemies, his adversaries.
诗篇第八篇第五节告诉我们，他说神要借着比天使微小一点的人，使仇敌和报仇的闭口无言。
In Psalm chapter 8 verse 5 it says, You have made him a little lower than God, you crown him with glory and majesty, and you want to shut the mouth of the enemy.
对，这当然是有一个很优 很久远的历史。
This is, of course, a long history past.
那我们没有时间来说明。
And we don't have time to go into detail.
但是我们看见在神第一次创造的里面。
But we see that in God's first creation.
有一部分受造的天使，他们背叛了神。
There is a portion of the angels who they defied God.
他们在神所要得着那荣耀的心意里面，产生了一点点的一个冲击。
In God's glorious plan, there they had a conflict.
那神自己呢，是很容易可以解决这个问题。
Now for God Himself, it's very easy for Him to take care of this problem.
然而，因着神极大的怜悯
，and yet because of God's great mercy,
他在他第二次一个恢复的创造里面，他创造了人。
In His second creation of recovery, He created man.
他要借着我们这些比天使微小一点的人。
Through us,
来恢复他那个荣耀的心意。
Through us who are just a little lower than angels, he wants to recover that will.
这是神他得着荣耀教会一个重要的一个心意。
This is a very important reason for why he wants to gain a glorious church.
第二，神同时呢，他也要叫他的荣耀，就是神的荣耀，要从我们这些首先在基督里有盼望的人。可以得着称赞。
Secondly, it is because he wants for us who were the first to hope in Christ would be to the praise of his glory.
我们这些信主的人
，All of us who believe in the Lord，
就是在基督里首先有盼望的人。
We are those who are the first to hope in Christ.
因为神先借着他儿子的救恩救赎了我们。
Because through his son, through the salvation of his son, has saved us.
将来呢，神要把万物都更新。
And on that day, all things will be made new.
神要把所有他所造的万物呢，都恢复到他原本那个荣耀的心意里。
Everything that he has created will be recovered back into his will.
但神今天要在我们这些首先在基督里面有盼望的人呢，叫他的荣耀能够得着称赞。
But today, he wants us who were the first to hope in Christ to be to the praise of his glory.
同时，神要借着这个荣耀的教会，在将来有一天，他要引进那个从天而降的新耶路撒冷圣城。
And also, through us, he wants to gain that and for us to bring in the new Jerusalem.
这新耶路撒冷就说出了神那个荣耀心意最终的显明。
And the New Jerusalem speaks of the final conclusion of what is in God's heart.
就是神的帐幕在人间。
That is God's tabernacle now is among men.
神可以完完全全的与人同住。
God can now fully dwell with man.
而人呢，也可以完完全全的来与神联合。
And man can also fully be united with God.
所以这是我们看见今天神得着荣耀教会非常重要的几个方面。
These are three very important reasons for why God wants to gain the glorious church.
那对我们而言，为什么我们需要看见这个荣耀教会的意象呢？
So for us, why is it important for us to see the vision of this glorious church?
我记得应该是两周前，虽然我不在，但是我没记错的话我们弟兄交通道不要爱世界。
And so 2 weeks ago, even though I wasn't here, if I remember correctly, our brother shared about how we are not to love the world.
但你们不晓得，你们是不是听完这个信息之后，从那天开始，你们就不再爱世界了
？I don't know. After you heard that message, from that day on, did you no longer love the world?
但你们，我们看见我们生活在这个世界里。
We see that as we live in this world.
这世界的王千方百计的来吸引，来引诱我们。
The prince of this world uses all sorts of ways to try to tempt us.
我们如何能够胜过这世界而来各方各面的试探和引诱呢？
How can we overcome all the various temptations that the prince of this world gives us?
兄姐妹，不是说我们不要爱就不要，我们就能不爱。
It's not that we say do not love the world, therefore we no longer love the world.
兄姐妹，我们需要看见这个荣耀教会的意象。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see the vision of the glorious church.
就讲到我们是这个荣耀教会的一部分。
And it speaks of how we are a part of this glorious church.
我们就能够像希伯来书那里所描述的见证人一样。
And then we can be like the witnesses that is described in Hebrews.
他们因着看见这样一个荣耀的意象，
Because they saw this glorious vision.
而且他们是从远处望见，他们就欢喜地迎接。
And they also saw it from afar, and they welcomed it from a distance.
兄姐妹，我相信这是亚伯拉罕在当时他所看见的那个异象。
I believe that this is the vision that Abraham saw on that day.
兄姐妹，你知道吗？亚伯拉罕那个时间啊，距离这个荣耀教会这个异象的时间啊， 是很远很远的。
Do you know that the time that Abraham lived and also the appearing of the glorious church, the distance of time is very, very far away.
中间有好几千年的时间。
There's tens of thousands of years, thousands of years.
但时间不是问题。
But time's not the problem.
因为当亚伯拉罕他从远处望见的时候。
Because when Abraham saw from a distance,
他的心就深深地被这个荣耀的意象所吸引。
His heart was deeply attracted by this vision.
所以他能够在地上啊能够活出一个生活过一个生活呢是一个寄居是客旅的生活。
So that is why he was able to live out a life of being a sojourner, one who is just traveling, an exile.
不光是亚伯拉罕。
Not just Abraham.
我们看见在历史历代当中许多的见证人。
We see out throughout the ages many who are witnesses.
他们因着看见这一个荣耀教会的意象。
Because they saw the vision of the glorious church.
他们就能够脱离这属世一切的吸引。
They were able to be set free from all the attractions of this world.
他们能够向着那个荣耀的目标一直的往前。
They were able to move forward toward that glorious goal.
从人看来他们好像没有得着他们所盼望得着的。
From the perspective of man, it seems like they did not obtain that which they wanted to obtain.
但是我们看见他们是欢欢喜喜的离开这个世界。
But we see that they left this world with great joy.
因为他们在信心里面，他们不仅看见了，他们也得着了。
Because in faith, not only did they see, but they did attain to it.
第二方面，当我们看见这荣耀意象的时候
，So brothers and sisters, when we see this glorious vision,
兄姐妹，我们就对于这个荣耀的国度和产业呢，啊，有一个吸引。
There will be an attraction to the kingdom and to this inheritance.
叫我们愿意与耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐一同有份。
So that we will desire to have be a partaker, be have a portion of his suffering and of his kingdom.
弟兄姐妹，今天无论是你或是你的家，在这世上有没有患难呢？
Brothers and sisters, whether it's you or your family in this world, do you have tribulation and suffering?
而这个患难是不是与耶稣荣耀国度有关呢？
And in your tribulation, does it have anything to do with God and His kingdom?
姐妹，当我们看见这一个荣耀意象的时候，
Brothers and sisters, when we see this glorious vision,
姐妹，我们就能够欢喜的来与这样一个荣耀的一个指望有份。
Then, with great joy, you will want to be a part of this glorious hope.
就是在百般难处中，我们仍然可以有大喜乐。
Even among various trials, you can have great joy.
因为知道我们就是这荣耀教会的一个部分。
Because we know we are a part of this glorious church.
这是神所赐给我们的产业。
This is the inheritance that God desires to give us.
因此我们要来竭力的来得着。
And so we want to desire to strive after gaining it.
第三方面，当我们看见这教荣耀教会的意象，我们就会宝贵我们自己是那个心腹的那个身份。
And thirdly, we will also desire and treasure being his bride.
启示录告诉我们哈，他说心腹也自己装备好了。
In Revelation, it tells us the bride has made herself ready.
因为这些年我们一直在问这个问题。
In these years, we've been constantly asking this question.
你预备好了吗？
Are you ready?
弟兄妹，你预备好了吗？
Brothers and sisters, are you prepared?
不知道我们中间早晨有没有人还在想，那预备什么呢？
I don't know if there's any among us who are thinking this morning, what am I supposed to prepare?
我等着退休。
I'm waiting to retire.
还准备搬家。
I want to move.
还是准备抱孙子
or I want to hold my grandchildren.
姐妹，到底我们在预备什么？
What are we preparing ourselves for?
姐妹，当我们看见我们就是那个荣耀教会的一部分。
But when we see that we are a part of the glorious church,
我们应该是那装备整齐的心腹。
That we ought to be the bride who has made herself ready.
我们才会知道，我们才会有个急迫感，我们需要预备。
Then you will have that sense of desperation that we need to be prepared.
就好，姐妹，就好像一个要结婚，就好像一个女生哈，她如果不知道自己要结婚，
just like a young girl who doesn't know that she is to be married,
她不会预备的。
She won't prepare herself.
她整天好多事情要忙的。
Every day there's many things she needs to take care of.
但如果这个女生啊，她知道在不久的将来啊，她就要结婚了。
But if this girl knows that one day in the future she will be married,
在不久的将来，她所心爱的那个人啊，就要来迎娶她了。
Very soon, the one whom she loves will come for her.
她会非常紧张的。
Then perhaps she will be anxious.
她会好好预备的。
Then she will be well prepared.
因为她等候那个荣耀的日子。
Because she's waiting for that glorious day.
就是她要与她心爱的人要能够 进入这样一个联合的里面。
Because she will enter into a union together with the one whom she loves.
我举一个啊，大家比较实事的例子好了。
Let me give you a more practical example.
我想啊，今天啊，这个美国的总统。
Today our American president.
若他早在二十年前，他知道今天他会成为美国的总统。
If 20 years ago he knew that he was going to be the American president.
我相信在过去几十年当中啊，有很多事情他是不会去做的。
Then perhaps in those 20 years there would be many things that he would not do.
我们这边年轻的弟兄姐妹们。
Our young brothers and sisters here.
你想一想。
Think about it.
如果你想到你，如果你知道哈，假设你知道你二十年之后啊，你也要成为美国总统。
Let's say that you already know that in 20 years' time you are going to be the next American president.
这是 guarantee 的。
And it's guaranteed.
你想好，想好啊。
Think about it. 二十
年后你要成为美国的总统。
In 20 years you will be the next American president.
你想想今天有多少的事情是你不会去做的。
Think about it. How many things that you do today you will not do?
弟兄姐妹，我们需要认识，我们是荣耀教会的一部分。
We need to come to know that we are a part of the glorious church.
我们是神荣耀所要充满、所要彰显的一个器皿。
We are the vessel whom God wants to fill with His glory.
那今天我们的生活该是如何呢
？Today, what ought our lives ought to be?
如果我们真是看见那荣耀的教会
，If we truly see the glorious church，
看见我们就是这个荣耀的教会的一部分
，We are a part of the glorious church。
今天有许多事情我们就不会去做
，There's a lot of things we would not do。
今天有一些的话你是不会去说的
，There are some things that you would not say。
甚至有一些的心思你不会去想
，And some thoughts that you would not have。
有一些的事物你也不会去爱的。
And some things you would not love after.
我们何等需要看见这荣耀教会的意象。
How we need to see the vision of the glorious church.
好叫这个意象深深的来影响、来支配我们今天在地上每一天的生活。
So that this glorious church may deeply impress and also lead our daily lives.
那我想盼望弟兄姐妹到现在心里面都已经有一个渴望。
And so I do hope that by now in your heart you have this desire.
我也很盼望能够看见这样一个荣耀教会的意象。
That I truly hope to see the vision of the glorious church.
那我们如何才能够看见这荣耀教会的意象？
So how can I see the vision of the glorious church?
为什么别人看见了？
Why is it others have seen?
为什么这么多年，我信主这么多年，我好像看不见。
Why is it after all these years it's as if I still haven't really seen?
是因为神偏心吗？
Is it because God plays favorites?
是因为神只把这荣耀教会的意象给少数人看吗？
Is it because God gives this vision to only a select few?
我相信不是的。
I believe it's not that way.
因为加拉太书告诉我们，神乐意将他儿子启示在我们心里。
Because in the book of Galatians and Colossians it tells us that God so desires to reveal his son in us.
神不仅乐意将他的儿子启示在我们心里。
Not only is he willing to reveal his son in us.
我相信神也是非常乐意将这荣耀教会的意象启示在你我的心里。
But he's also very willing to reveal this vision of the glorious church to us.
而神这个心意是没有改变过的。
And this desire has never changed in God's heart.
那问题在哪里呢？
So where's the problem?
弟兄姐妹，我们没有能够看见这荣耀意象，问题在哪里？
Where's the problem for us not being able to see the vision of the glorious church?
我相信问题是在我们身上。
I believe the problem is in us.
这一次我们在西岸特会啊，早晨信息完，我们也是同样的有分小组的交通。
This time at the conference, we still had our small group discussions after the morning message.
然后呢，就有一个弟兄问了一个很好的问题。
A brother asked a very good question.
他说：“从前啊，在旧约的时候呢，神曾经借着会幕，来将他的荣耀显明在以色列百姓中间。
In the Old Testament, God revealed His glory to the people of Israel through the tabernacle.、
啊、今年夏令会，孙弟兄也特别告诉我们啊，当摩西照着神在山上所指示的样式，按着神的标准建造好会幕的时候。
Our brother Sun also shared with us in our summer conference that God, according to the pattern on the mount, after the tabernacle was erected,
我们看见神的荣耀就充满这个会幕。
We see that God's glory filled the tabernacle.
谁看见了
？Who saw it？
考考大家，大家还记得吗？
Who saw the glory?
当神荣耀充满会幕的时候，谁看见了？
When God's glory came and filled the tabernacle, who saw it?
所有以色列人都看见了。
All the Israelites.
神的荣耀就在他们眼前，在那里来显现。
God's glory appeared before their eyes.
可是我们发现，当中大多数的人，到后来，却都是倒闭在旷野里。
But we find that the majority of those people were those who fell in the wilderness.
所以弟兄就问了这个问题了。
So our brother asked this question.
以色列人不是都看见了吗？
Didn't all the Israelites see the glory of God?
他们看见神的荣耀，为什么他们没有改变呢？
They saw the glory of God. Why didn't they change?
他们为什么仍然在暗中在那里啊服侍敬拜各式各样的偶像呢？
Why was it in secret that they were still serving, they were still worshiping idols?
弟兄姐妹，问题乃是出在他们的心。
The problem is in their heart.
他们的心没有预备好看见神的荣耀。
Their hearts were not prepared to see the glory of God.
所以即使他们肉眼看见了神的荣耀。
So even though with their physical eyes they saw the glory of God.
我们看见他们这个人并没有被改变。
But as a person they were not changed.
所以当我在思想这个问题的时候。
So as I was thinking about this question,
主似乎就从这个老约翰的身上啊，让我看见了两个重要的属灵原则。
God showed me two very important spiritual principles from elderly John.
第一，就是约翰爱主。
First, we see that John loved the Lord.
约翰他爱主，他爱慕主的显现。
John loved the Lord and loved his appearing.
第二，我们看见约翰关心神的心意。
And secondly, John cared about the will of God.
他关心教会的见证。
He cared about the testimony of the church.
我想这两个是非常重要的原因，神在启示录里面把这荣耀的意象启示给约翰的原因。
These are two very important reasons for why God revealed the entire vision of Revelation to him.
圣经称约翰为爱的使徒。
The Bible calls John the apostle of love.
约翰也是主所爱的那个门徒。
And John is also the disciple whom the Lord Jesus loved.
约翰爱主的心呢，从头到尾没有改变过。
John's love for the Lord from the beginning to the end never changed.
从他年轻还做渔夫的时候蒙召。
From when he was called as a young fisherman.
一直到主钉十字架的时候。
Until the time the Lord Jesus was crucified.
我们看见约翰仍然在那里。
John was still there.
后来当主复活以后，
After the Lord Jesus resurrected,
在地上向门徒们显现四十天之久，
and appeared to the disciples for about 40 days,
然后在门徒面前，也包括约翰面前，他就被接到天上去，
and he ascended in front of all the disciples, including John.
在这整个过程当中，约翰爱主的心没有改变。
In that entire journey, we see that John's heart did not change.
就是到了他年近九十的时候，
Even when he was nearing age of 90,
他因着为主名的缘故被放逐在巴摩的海岛里。
For the sake of the name of the Lord Jesus, he was put on the island of Patmos.
我相信就在那个环境当中，约翰的心仍然深深着爱慕他的主。
I do believe that John's heart at that time still deeply loved the Lord.
约翰向着主的爱没有因着时间或是环境而改变。
John's love for the Lord did not change because of the environment or because of time.
反而因着时间和环境，我们看见约翰向着主的爱越过越加深。
Yet due to time and due to the environment, John's love for the Lord continued to deepen.
他对于主所应许说他还要再回来的那个渴慕也是越来越急切。
The Lord had promised that he will return, and so John's desire after the fulfillment of this promise grew deeper and deeper.
弟兄姐妹，我们呢？
Brothers and sisters, what about us?
我们信主或许有一段年日。
Perhaps it's been some years since you've believed in the Lord.
我们今天对主的爱是如何呢？
How's our love for the Lord?
是不是因着时间过去？
Is it because of the passing of time?
是不是因着一些环境的艰难？
Or through some difficulties of your environment?
我们对主的爱也减弱了。
That your love has also lessened.
我们对于 盼望主回来的那个深切也变得冷淡了。
We hope we don't know whether or not the love for his appearing has also grown cold.
这是我在加州的时候有机会认识到一位弟兄。
This time when I was in California, I got to know a brother.
他就和我分享在七零年代的时候那教会一个荣耀复兴的一个光景。
He told me about the revival of China, of the churches in China in the 70s.
在当时呢，他就是不过是一个青少年。
And at that time, he was a young teenager.
他现在年纪应该跟我差不多。
And so his age is probably close to mine.
但当我在听他分享在当时那个荣耀教会复兴的情形的时候
，And so as I was listening to him describe to me about the great revival of that time,
我似乎也进入到那个样一个荣耀的一个光景的里头。
It was almost as if I also went into that same time and that saw that same condition.
在那个时候有一些的传道人，他们为着主名的缘故被下到监里。
At that time, because of the name of our Lord, some ministers they were put in prison.
经过最艰难的几年之后。他们陆陆续续的也能够被释放出来。
And after several very difficult years, several of them were released.
主就借着这一些忠心的传道人呢，在神的教会当中有一个荣耀的恢复。
And through these very faithful ministers, God was able to have a very glorious revival in the church at that time.
所以这个当时的这个小弟兄因为才十几岁他就跟我描述当时那个情形。
And so this young brother, at that time he was young, he was telling me of the condition.
就他们有特会了。
And that they were having a conference.
然后类似像我们在夏令会 ,San Antonio 夏令会。
Very similar to us having a conference in San Antonio. 那不一样
的是什么呢
?But what's different?
他们是走路去参加的。
They walked there.
他们在晚上的时候。
They would walk at night.
要走两三个小时的山路
They walked 2 to 3 hours of mountain trails
去参加特会
To attend the conference
不仅如此
Not only so
因为当时各方面条件也都是比较贫困
Their circumstances was much more poor compared to us
那个山路不像我们想说今天山路山上还有一些路灯什么的
The mountain roads are not like how we can imagine today with lights on the road
当时他们走那两三个小时的山路是什么灯都没有的
As they were walking on the mountain roads they had no light
那怎么走呢
So how did they walk
就最前面一个人一个比较年长的弟兄拿着一个火把或是油灯
And so theElderly brother walking at the front, he would hold a torch or a light.
只有这头一个人有光
Only the person in the front had light.
因为他要看这个路。
Because he had to pay attention to the road.
不然的话，掉到山崖去。
Otherwise, they would all fall.
那后面的人怎么跟呢
？So how would the people behind him follow?
就你们这个叫做紧紧的跟。
This is how you follow closely.
因为你完全看不到你前面是什么。
Because you cannot see what's ahead of you.
你唯一能够跟的就是你前面的那个人。
The only way you can follow is to follow the person right in front of you.
你可能不小心没有好好跟你可能就掉到山崖去。
If you do not follow carefully and closely, you perhaps would fall down in the valley.
因为当时他们是这样子的，走两三个小时的夜路去参加那个特会。
At that time, they walked 2 to 3 hours at night to attend the conference.
到了聚会的地方。
When they arrived at the meeting location,
那跟我们今天聚会的条件是完全不一样。
Their conditions are completely different from us.
好不容易到了聚会的地方
As soon as they arrived,
也是没有灯。
They also had no lights.
就只有讲台周围带有几个一点点灯。
They had perhaps just a few around the pulpit.
然后几千个人。
Several thousand people who were there.
没有空调。
There were no air conditioning.
没有灯光。
No lights.
没有音响设备。
No audio microphones.
不要说这无线的有线的也没有。
Not to speak of the wireless, nothing even with wires.
所以弟兄他就跟我说他当时怎么听信息呢
And so my brother, he told me, how was it that we could hear the message?
你想一位老弟兄然后呢要跟几千个人来讲信息。
If you can imagine an elderly brother who had to preach to several thousand people.
没有扩音器那后面的人怎么听呢
Without a microphone, how do the people in the back hear?
他说果真是没听到什么。
He says, yes, indeed, I didn't hear much.
他们几个孩子们就在后面反正就是也是坐在那里乖乖坐在那里听
Because as a young child, yes, he sat there good and he listened.
因为这个条件实在太差了所以没听得太多。
But because the conditions were truly poor, he did not hear much.
但稀奇的是
But what's amazing?
他们的心都是火热的。
All of their hearts were on fire.
他心里面爱主的心是那样的火热。
The heart that he had in love for the Lord was on fire.
他也分享到啊、他自己也深深受他母亲的那个见证的影响。
And he also shared some testimony of how he was influenced by the love of his mother.
他说他母亲啊很爱主。
He said that his mother really loved the Lord.
他母亲怎么爱主呢？他举个几个例子。
And how does she love the Lord? He gave several examples.
就当他们家啊，当时也是都是大家都是穷困的。
And at that time in their home, everyone was poor.
那家里面呢，就剩一点米。
They had just a little bit of rice.
那大概也就够他们一家人吃个几天。
Perhaps enough just for them to eat a few more days.
那当有人呢来到他们家来乞讨的时候
，But when some people came to ask of their family,
他母亲啊就把比较多的米呢就给了人家。
His mother gave more portion of rice to others.
比自己家里面留下的呢是比较少。
And left less for her own family.
那当然了。弟兄的父亲就不高兴了。
And so, of course, our brother's father, he was unhappy.
但是呢，弟兄的母亲呢，她还是很喜乐。
But our brother's mother, she was still full of joy.
她也是一个很有智慧的姐妹。
She was also a sister full of wisdom.
她就会私底下呢，跟这个小弟兄啊，来跟他说。
And so she would tell this young brother.
她说感谢神啊。
Thank the Lord.
她说我们还有的可以给。
We still have enough to give.
这是神的恩典。
This is God's grace.
还有一个例子。
Another example.
他说他母亲啊，就跟他父亲说。
His mother said to his father.
他说我们家里面所有的事情，我都听你的。
In all the matters of our house, I will listen to you.
只有一件事情。
Except for one.
你要听我的。
You will need to listen to me.
就是我要带孩子参加聚会。
That is, I will bring my children to the meetings.
弟兄姐妹，这是见证。
This is a testimony.
这姐弟兄的母亲，她一生就这样子来为主而活。
Our brother's mother lived for the Lord all her life.
所以，当弟兄这样子跟我分享到从前这样一个荣耀教会复兴的一个情形，哎呀，我听了里面也非常羡慕。
And so, as my brother was sharing to me about all the conditions of the revival at that time, in my heart, I greatly desired and longed after it.
那我就问这个，后来我就问，有机会问这个弟兄。
And then later, I had a chance to ask this brother.
我说弟兄，那你现在服侍怎么样
？And so I asked this brother, brother, how is your service now?
弟兄心里面他有一点带着惭愧。
Our brother did have some sense of regret.
或许带着一点的遗憾。
Or perhaps some sense of regret.
他说他现在没有什么服侍。
He says I don't have much service now.
有没有这个弟兄啊？从世人眼光来看啊，他在世界上是非常成功的一个人。
From the perspective of people in this world, he is a successful man.
他在世界好几个地方都有他的事业。
And he has conducted business in several places in this world.
可是我所看到的。
But according to what I've seen.
我们弟兄爱主的心退后冷淡。
Our brother's heart in his love for the Lord has backslidden and grown cold.
弟兄姐妹，我们呢
？What about us, brothers and sisters?
我们今天是否因着神各方各面的祝福我们
？God has blessed us in all different regards.
我们对神的心也变冷淡了呢
？Have our hearts toward the Lord also grown cold?
我们还仍然火热。关心神的心意，关心神的见证吗
？Are we still zealous and on fire regarding His name, His will, and His testimony?
我们需要在主面前思想这件事。
We need to meditate about this before the Lord.
兄姐妹，今天我们的心向着主的爱，是不是变得冷淡、退后了
？Today, our heart for the Lord has our love grown cold? Has it backslidden?
若是的话
，If so.
我们需要在主的面前悔改。
We need to repent before the Lord.
求主再一次的把我们的心再带回到他的面前。
And once again, bring our heart back before Him.
我们看见约翰，他爱主的心，他随着时间越过，他变得越火热。
We see that John, through the passing of time, his heart continued to be on fire for the Lord.
约翰对于主回来的那个爱慕和显现，随着时间，他越过越急切。
And through the passing of time, John's heart for the appearance of the Lord was more and more desperate.
因此我们看见虽然他是被关在巴摩的海岛
Even though he was locked up on the island of Patmos
虽然他是在一个艰难的环境里
Even though he was in a difficult situation
天却为他开了
Heaven was open to him
神叫他看见这荣耀教会的意象
God allowed him to see the revelation of the new of the glorious church
他看见那荣耀的主还有荣耀的教会
He saw the glorious Lord and the glorious church
兄姐妹约翰他不仅爱他的主
Not only did John love his Lord
他也关心神的心意 关心教会的见证
He cared about the will of God as well as the testimony of the Lord
兄姐妹今天神在教会中的心意我想主要可以把它归纳成两个方面
Today God's will perhaps we could categorize it into two sections
就是量与质
First quantity, second quality
量就说到得救的人数
Quantity meaning the number of those who are saved
我们知道这是在神心意当中非常重要的一件事
We know that this is something very important in the heart of God
因为神定了一个数目
Because he has set a number
就是外邦人得救的数目
This is the number of the Gentiles who are to be saved
所以这是神的心意
This is God's will
所以我们看见许多神的儿女们也为着神这样的心意在地上来传福音做见证
So we see many of God's children who are doing this work of sharing the gospel bearing testimony for the Lord
另一方面说到质
But secondly regarding
就是说到我们基督徒属灵的情形
This has to do with our spiritual condition
也可以说就是教会那个属灵的见证
That is to say the spiritual testimony of the church
而这两件事情呢其实不能分开的
These two things actually you cannot separate
今天盼望我们不要有一个错误的心思
I hope you do not misunderstand me
哎呀，这福音的工作呢，就给别人去做就好了。
That the work of evangelism is for others to do.
我们就专心的来经营这个关于这个属灵的品质方面。
That I'm only going to pay attention to the spiritual quality of my life.
兄姐妹，我相信神的心意不是要我们分开来。
I do believe that God's will is not for us to separate these two.
相反的，神要借着我们来为他传福音、做见证的过程当中。
But conversely, that through this process of us sharing the gospel,
神在我们身上来制作我们。
God will deal and work in us.
来炼净我们。
He will refine us.
来把他自己更多的能够充满在我们身上。
He wants to fill us more and more with himself.
叫我们能够成为他那个荣耀的见证。
So that we can become that glorious testimony.
叫我们能够成为神可以使用的器皿。
So that we can be the vessel useful in God's hands.
来彰显这个荣耀福音的大能。
To express the glory, the power of the great gospel.
所以我们看见当教会在地上那里在那里传福音的时候。
So we see when the church is there sharing the gospel.
我们看见神就借着神迹奇事大能来伴随教会所做的见证。
God was able to also testify for his church with great signs and wonders.
然后呢神就将得救的人数来加给教会。
And God will add the numbers of those saved to the church.
并且神也借着在教会当中弟兄姐妹一同配搭的服事。
And through all brothers and sisters working together.
我们看见神就在我们中间来联络我们来制作我们
We see that God is connecting us and also working in us
兄姐妹许多时候我们觉得哎呀我只要好好的追求属灵就好了
Sometimes we feel if I just pursue after the spiritual that is good enough
哎呀我不要跟弟兄姐妹有太多的来往
I don't want to have too much connection with brothers and sisters
因为我们都知道人是很麻烦
Because we know that people are troublesome
一个人有一个麻烦
One person has that problem
两个人有两个麻烦
Two people have two problems
那十个人呢
Ten people
一百个
100 problems
姐妹我们这个人啊让神很难办
And we're so difficult for God to deal with
不然神荣耀的工作不早就成就了吗
So when God's work already have been done
今天不是神不能完成他荣耀的工作
It's not that God is unable to accomplish his work today
今天乃是我们这些人拦阻了神荣耀的工作
But it is us who hinder the work of God
那我们的路在哪里呢
So where's the way out
神要我们参与服事
God wants us to enter into service
神要我们参与祷告
God wants us to enter into prayer
借着我们在服事在祷告各方各面当中
Through all the different aspects of prayer and of service
神就在我们个人也在我们中间在那里来做这个炼净做这个充满的工作
God is working in all of us individually of doing that work of filling and refining
我们知道我们接下来这一两个月当中在不仅在休斯顿在我们所知道的也在其他各地很多地方都会有福音的聚集
In the next 1 to 2 months we know that in various locations not just in here in Houston but there will be many gospel gatherings
就像上周五我们在莱斯校园那边就有一个 欢迎新来的同学们的一个福音聚集。
Just like last Friday, we had a welcome meeting for the gospel students at Rice Campus.
那在 Dumbo 呢，也会弟兄姐妹们也会向休斯顿大学的同学们来传福音。
And the saints at Dumbo that they will also be sharing the gospel with the students at UH.
在 Austin 呢，也有教宗中心的弟兄姐妹们也会向 UT 的学生来传福音。
And in Austin, the brothers and sisters there will also share the gospel to the students at UT.
那我们在西南区9月22号呢，也会有一次的福音的聚集。
And here also at West Office on September 22nd, we'll also have a gospel gathering.
弟兄姐妹，我们在这里来传扬这荣耀福音的时候，我们乃是为我们荣耀的主做见证。
Here, when we share the glorious gospel, we are bearing testimony for our glorious God.
所以许多弟兄姐妹都可以做这个同样的见证。
So many brothers and sisters can bear the same testimony.
当我们一同在那里配搭，同心合意来兴旺福音的时候
，That together when we are serving together,
我们看见神就在我们生命里面来做那改变，做那更新的工作。
We see that God is doing that work of changing and of establishing us.
因为我们是神他手中所要用的器皿。
Because we are the vessel in God's hand.
所以我们看见，当我们来传福音的时候呢，我们看见神在我们身上先来制作我们。
So when we share the gospel, we realize that God is first working and dealing with us.
那我就分享一点在莱斯校园当中神所做的一些事。
Let me share just a little bit of what God is doing on Rice Campus.
我们知道在过去一年当中，神借着在莱斯校园福音当中呢，神拯救了一些的同学们。
We know that in the last year, God has saved some of the students at Rice.
这些同学们呢，他们蒙恩得救之后
，And these students after they were saved,
他们就开始也在神的教会当中来参与一些的服事。
They also started to have some services in God's house.
在这些服事的过程当中
，And in the process of the service,
就是弟兄姐妹一起的彼此的配搭和联合
，through the connecting and serving together with other saints，
我们看见这些弟兄姐妹就慢慢的被主得着。
We see gradually these students have been gained by the Lord.
他们慢慢也成为神手中可以用的器皿。
Gradually, they have also become the useful vessels in God's hand.
所以今年又有新生来了。
And so this year we have new students again.
这些已经蒙恩得救的同学们。
And so these saints, these students who have already been saved,
他们就在各方各面的服事上面都能够有参与。
They have all entered into various services.
那我们为他们的祷告呢？
And for their prayers,
是求主能够继续的来建造他们。
Our prayer is that they may continue to be built up.
叫他们能够在聚会当中更多的能够被主来得着。
That in the meetings they can be gained more and more by the Lord.
他们爱主的心能够越过越火热。
That their love for the Lord will grow more and more and be more on fire for him.
以至于神能够在这个莱斯校园当中呢，来使用他们成为神自己那个荣耀的见证。
So that God can use these students to be his glorious testimony on campus.
弟兄姐妹，当然或许有人会觉得，那我有没有机会参加这个莱斯校园的服事？
And so perhaps you may be thinking, well, I don't have a chance to serve together on Rice Campus.
那我也没有机会在这边参加福音组的服事。
And I also don't have an opportunity to serve in the gospel group here.
那怎么办呢？
So what do I do?
弟兄姐妹，在各方各面的服事上面，神都是这样子的来制作我们。
In all these various aspects of service, God is working in us.
只要我们愿意在服事上面，我们有一颗讨主喜悦的心。
As long as you have a heart that you desire to please Him,
我们愿意在服事上面，我们来谦卑的学习。
And that you are willing to humbly learn before the Lord in service.
让姐妹神能够借着我们服事的过程，更多的在我们身上来将他那个荣耀生命的性情制作在我们的身上。
Then through service, God is going to train and deal with you to create to make His glorious nature more and more into you.
最后我要讲一点是我们每一个人都可以参与的。
Lastly, I want to share about something that all of us can enter and participate in.
就是祷告。
That is prayer.
无论是个人的祷告，
Whether individual prayer,
或是参加聚会的祷告，
Or corporate prayer.
弟兄姐妹，我特别再一次的请弟兄姐妹原谅我再提这件事情。
And so forgive me for again bringing this up.
我何等盼望我们每一位重生得救弟兄姐妹都能够参与教会的祷告。
I so desire for every brother and sister to participate in our prayer meeting, a corporate prayer meeting.
弟兄姐妹，我这样子说不是因为祷告聚会人少我们觉得没面子。
I don't say this because we have very few people and we are losing face.
也不是因为说好我们好我们人多一点哈，我们祷告力量更大。
Or to say that if we have more people, the strength of our prayers will be greater. No.
弟兄姐妹，我们的祷告 在神的眼中是看为非常宝贵的事。
Our prayers before the Lord is something very precious in His sight.
我最近读启示录的时候，主给我一点的看见。
Recently, as I've been reading the Book of Revelation, the Lord has shown me. 就在
启示录第四章、第五章那里，我们看见那个天上那个荣耀的敬拜的一个情形。
We see that glorious worship in the heavens in Revelation 4 and 5.
神所造的万物在那里，在神的宝座面前，在那里敬拜赞美神。
All the ones that have been created by Him, everything is surrounding His throne, worshiping Him.
在第五章那里，我注意到一件特别的事情。
But in chapter 5, I see something very interesting.
就是众圣徒的祷告。
There we see the prayers of the saints.
我里面就有一个感觉。
And so within me, I have this feeling.
虽然我们这些蒙恩的人还没有到宝座前。
Even though those of us saved by grace, we are have not yet come before His throne.
但我们照着神心意的祷告，先到了宝座前。
But our prayers can first reach His throne.
弟兄姐妹，祷告是一个奥秘。
Prayer is a great mystery.
祷告是一个最一件最重要的一个服事。
Prayer is a very important, the most important service.
我很感谢主，在过去这些年间，我一直能够来参加教会周三的祷告会。
I thank the Lord that in all of these years I've been able to attend the Wednesday night prayer meeting.
当然，大多数的时间大多数的这个参加的原因的是因为关心神的见证。
And of course, the majority of the time that I attend is because I do care about the testimony of the Lord.
但告诉大家一个秘密。
But let me tell you a secret.
有时候其实我也有不想来的时候。
There are times I myself I don't want to go.
我想原因可能跟你们都知道。
And the reasons perhaps you all know.
但是呢，我还是来了。
But I still come.
那来了以后发生什么事情
？And when I come, what do I realize?
当我来到教会祷告会当中
，When I come to the prayer meeting，
我们看见这是神所关心的事情。
We see that these are the matters that God cares about。
神就在祷告会当中就来光照我。
And God in prayer meeting He will enlighten me，
开启我。
He will shine His light into me，
扶持我。
He will support me，
加力量给我。
He will give me strength，
以至于我从祷告会回去的时候
，So when I leave prayer meeting，
是比我来的时候。更加的刚强
I leave stronger than when I arrived
更加的爱慕
And I love him more
更加的关心神的见证
And I care more about his testimony more
弟兄姐妹盼望我们能够有这样的一点的负担
Brothers and sisters, I hope that we can also have the same burden
叫我们能够像以赛亚书里面那些为着耶路撒冷昼夜不住祷告祈求的人
That we will be just like what is spoken of in Isaiah That we will be those who pray day and night Asking, seeking before the Lord
当我们这样子来关心神的心意
In this way, when we care about the will of God
当我们为着神的教会的见证在那里不住祷告的时候
When you're unceasingly praying for His will to be done For His testimony
神就要把他荣耀的意象启示在我们心里。
God will reveal His glorious vision in your heart.
因为他知道我们爱他。
Because He knows you love Him.
因为他知道我们关心他所关心的事情。
Because He knows that you care about the things that He cares about.
他自己必要坚固我们。
He Himself will establish you.
他必亲自使我们能够成为他可以使用的器皿。
He Himself will make you into a vessel which is usable.
姐妹，愿我们能够像我们前面许多的见证人一样
，so that we may be just like the many witnesses that have gone before us。
我们虽然好像是从远处望见
，even though it is as if we are seeing far away from a distance，
但只要我们是真的看见
，but as long as you truly see，
我们就能够欢喜的迎接
，we can receive with great joy，
并且在我们在世上的日子里面
，as well as our daily lives，
我们也能够甘心的来与耶稣的患难、国度、忍耐，一同有份。
We would also be willing to be a partaker of His tribulation of His kingdom.
叫我们能够在地上警醒地度过我们每一天的日子。
So that we could live day by day watchfully and awake.
就像弟兄先前所讲的，我们每一天的日子是神给我们极大、极宝贵的恩典。
Just like what our brothers have said before, that every single day is great grace and a great gift from Him.
叫我们能够抓住每一天的机会。
May we grab a hold of every opportunity.
能够靠着主的恩典来预备好。
According to His grace, be well prepared.
预备好做什么呢
？Be prepared to do what?
弟兄姐妹，盼望你们还记得。
I hope you remember.
预备好做什么呢
？Prepared to do what? I hope you remember.
彰显神的荣耀。
To express, manifest God's glory.
等候那爱我们的主的回来。
Waiting for the appearing of our beloved Lord.
姐妹，愿主的爱早晨再激励我们。
May the love of our Lord once again constrain us.
只有主的爱能够激励我们。
Only His love can constrain us.
没有任何道理能够帮助我们。
No other logic can help us.
姐妹，当主的爱激励我们的时候。
But when His love comes,
我们就能够好好的来为主而活。
We will then be able to live well for Him.
姐妹，我们是神荣耀教会的一部分。
Brothers and sisters, we are a portion of God's glorious church.
今天我们若是爱我们的主。
Today, if we love our Lord,
我们若是爱慕主，能够早日的回来。
If we love after His appearing,
愿我们都能够做一个关心神心意的人。
May we be those people who care about His will.
我们能够在生活中警醒。
That in our daily lives we will be watchful.
在服事上忠心。
That we be faithful in our service.
在凡事上顺从恩膏的教训。
That in all things that we would be submissive to the teaching of the anointing.
叫我们能够成为那预备好的心腹，等候主荣耀的归来。
That we may be that bride who is well prepared, waiting for her groom.
我们在一起有点祷告。
Let us bow for another word of prayer. Lord Jesus, our hearts are so full of joy.
主，因为我们是你荣耀教会的一部分。
Because we are a portion of your glorious church.
我们是你用宝血所洗净的人。
We have been cleansed by your precious blood.
主，我们也知道你既然爱我们。
And we know that you still love us.
就必爱我们到底。
And you have loved us to the very end.
主啊，愿这道理的爱早晨再激励我们的心。
May this love once again constrain our hearts.
主，叫我们也能够爱你。
So that we would also love you.
爱慕你的显现。
That we would love after your appearing.
关心你的心意。
That we would care about your heart.
关心你的见证。
Care about your testimony.
主，愿你得着我们。
May you gain us.
愿我们能够爱你。
So that we would love you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.